Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, she couldn't go on forever, even though sometimes it seemed like that. But 23-time singles Grand Slam champion, businesswoman and global icon Serena Williams has announced her retirement from the sport. The 40-year-old revealed the news in a piece for Vogue, where she told the magazine that she's evolving away from tennis toward other things that are important to me. The American is currently playing the Canadian Open in Toronto and may well end her career at the upcoming US Open. To date, Williams has won 96 titles in singles and doubles, with 39 of them Grand Slams, and has accumulated almost $95 million in prize money. And that is some set of statistics, isn't it? I'm joined now by former Irish number one, Jenny Claffey. Jenny, you're very welcome to the programme. And also Ben Rosenberg of Racquet Magazine. You are welcome, Ben, as well. I might get your reaction first, Jenny. I mean, what did you think when you heard the news?
Yeah, do you know what? Obviously, this marks the end of an era for the women's game, losing such an inspirational player like Serena Williams. I have to say, it doesn't come as too much of a surprise at this stage in her career. You know, she's, as you mentioned there, 40 years old. She's got a 5-year-old child. She's achieved pretty much everything there is to achieve, except maybe the elusive 24th Grand Slam. But I mean, it certainly is going to be a big loss to the professional tennis game, both men's and women's.
And as I always said, Jenny, you're nobody if you haven't won the 24th Grand Slam. It's incredible. It's incredible what she's won. Ben, stay with me, Jenny. Ben, what do you make of the news? I mean, was it a surprise at all?
No, not really at all. I mean, this was seen as sort of bonus time for Serena's career. We thought she might have already been out of the sport when she hadn't played in a full year between Wimbledon last year and then Wimbledon this year again. So her putting a bit of a finish line on it, not completely, a bit blurry the finish line, but pretty clear on the US Open, is really not too big a surprise. Like, she's 40, she's won so much already, and she has sort of not seemed like a full-time player in tennis, really. She has all these other outside business ventures and is pressing this Vogue essay, a desire to have a second child. So nothing's really too surprising here, but it is, you know, brings different emotions having it have more of a clear finish line drawn in her career now.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you think she stands, Ben, in the pantheon of tennis greats?
I think she's number one. I think, you know, this record of 24 is unfortunately pretty illusory for her, and it's been hanging over her. It's something that she did embrace as a challenge. But if you look at what Margaret Court did in those 24 Grand Slams, she won them in a very different era before, most of them before the sport was professional, and also a bunch she won at her home Australian Open before any of the best international players were making the trek down to Australia to play that tournament on an annual basis. So I think it's not really an apples to apples comparison. And I think any sort of more fair metric certainly has Serena ahead in terms of all-time slam singles count in professional era, both for men and women.
Yeah, I'm sure she influenced an awful lot of tennis players, but she did influence you, Jenny, as a younger tennis player as you developed your style. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, she was always an inspiration to me growing up. Like, at the time when I was a junior, she was kind of just coming into her fore and started to win the Grand Slams. And for me, I tried to shape my game based around the way that she plays. You know, she plays a very aggressive baseline style. She has such a big serve and big forehand. And I tried to then, you know, shape the way I played around her. Like, she was such an athlete, and I wanted to look like her and play like her and be strong like her. I mean, it's really, you know, they paved the way to Williams sisters for the next generation of players and the way that the players play these days.
Yeah, it's not an easy style, I'd say, Jenny, too, even though you were very successful in your own right, but it's not an easy style to emulate. I mean, when you're playing the baseline, you require power and precision, I would imagine, not knowing much about it. But what was difficult to take from her style?
Yeah, well, I guess the power that she generated was just scary. You know, when they shot onto the professional scene, you know, the way they played was something like we hadn't seen really before. You know, as I said, that big serving, big forehand, very aggressive, stayed very close to the baseline. You have to be so fit and so strong to be able to play like that. And, you know, me only being a kid at the time, that was obviously pretty difficult to generate that kind of power. But as I got older and fitter, you spent a lot of time in the gym to try to help with that side of the game.
Very few people, Ben, very few sports people are able to transcend their own sports. Isn't that right? But Serena Williams certainly did. And it's a great test. I mean, it's like Pelé or Maradona. you only had to say Serena and people knew who you meant in conversation. And that's a rare thing in any sport. Why do you think she achieved that?
Now, she just came at this moment where she really achieved this massive cultural resonance, I think, especially in the U.S. She became a symbol for women in the U.S., for working women, for working mothers later in her career after she came back after having her child, and certainly for Black women and Black people in the U.S. as well. And I think it's telling this announcement, you know, that doesn't come in the sports section. It comes on the cover of the September issue of Vogue, which is like a big fashion showcase in the world to be on that stage. And that's the sort of cultural resonance which Serena has achieved. She's covered in all sorts of different parts of culture and media, not just narrowly in sports, which is something I think she's really achieved at a level different than any other athlete potentially in the U.S., at least certainly during my lifetime.
Yeah, certainly. And what she said in evolving away from tennis, I love those phrases. It's like decoupling, isn't that when they they broke up? But evolving away from tennis, she said in her statement, Ben, and I'll come to you, Jenny, on this as well, but she said, "I never wanted to have to choose between tennis and a family. I don't think it's fair. If I were a guy, I wouldn't be writing this because I'd be out there playing and winning while my wife was doing the physical labor of expanding our family."
Yeah, no, certainly that's something that she has dealt with, as many women in tennis and other sports and other walks of life have done, trying to balance, you know, the needs of having a career and that. But it's something that she's come back from very successfully in a lot of ways. I mean, she's made 4 Grand Slam finals since having her first child. She didn't win any of them and didn't play particularly well in them, unfortunately for her, but she has made a pretty full comeback for herself. I'm not sure how much that's totally been the driving factor of her being away from the sport as much as she has been. In the last year, she's had some other various injury issues, as any athlete on the other side of 40 would. Mm-hmm. But certainly it's something that's, you know, very much, you know, in her mind and wanting to have a second child. It's something that, you know, she's not going to be able to probably come back from that at this stage in her life.
Yeah. What did you make of that, Jenny?
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult one, you know, that she said that she didn't want to ever have to choose her family over the sport, you know, but maybe that is part of the reality of it, that, you know, she wants to have a second child, and then now she's left in a situation where, you know, she has to choose that over her career, which, I mean, sorry, that's a choice she's making very consciously, as you said. But she alluded to Tom Brady, and, you know, she would do a Tom Brady on it and keep going with that longevity in sport. But ultimately, I think, you know, she has these other interests and outside of the sport, which is great, so that's going to make the transition a little bit easier for her. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the injuries over the last few years, I'm sure she's gotten a chance then to, you know, develop those interests and see the other part of life that now she's obviously moving into, or evolving into, as she said.
Yeah, I don't know how you are in terms of athletic ability, Ben, but with respect to you, I'm going to direct this question to Jenny Claffey, who's a former Irish number one. I'm 42, Jenny, and I can barely walk down the stairs, so I don't understand. I don't understand how people like Serena Williams at 40 can reach 4 finals in the last 4 years or whatever the case may be. It's incredible ability, isn't it?
It's amazing, like the athleticism that she has shown over the course of her career, you know. But these guys at the top, girls and guys at the top of the game, you know, they have an amazing teams around them, whether that's like, you know, fitness trainers and physios, and they're getting constant treatment on their bodies to try and keep them in tip-top shape. Mm. And it's all about those 1%, you know, those 1% gains, or what can they do every day that's going to make them better. And I think that she's obviously just managed that very well over the course of her career that has allowed her to get this far into this age in her career.
Yeah. But anybody who's read Andre Agassi's biography, Ben, will know. If you read that, Jenny, will know about the absolute torture that he put his body through before going out on court, just to get himself ready, because his body was racked with pain. But it's some discipline, isn't it, to be able to put the right food, the right drinks into your body for your body to be able to perform at that level.
No, absolutely. It's an absolutely full-time, all-encompassing job being a professional athlete, with the aspirations that Serena Williams has and the goals she has, especially. And it doesn't get any easier as you get older. It gets much tougher, actually, you know, to sort of lose the weight and get back in shape repeatedly, being off and on. And that's something she's had struggles with at times in her career, honestly, having, you know, layoffs and trying to get back in peak fitness at time. It's been something that's been tough for her at times in her career, but she's obviously done it a lot, and but not going to get any easier with age, certainly, even with a, you know, massive paid team of strength coaches and physiotherapists nutritionists and things like that. It's still a lot of work for anybody.
Yeah, without question. But now she's off the scene. I might start my own assault at 42 on 24 Grand Slams and see how far I go. Look, thank you very much indeed, Ben Rothenberg and Jenny Claffey. Thank you very much.
Thank you.